The Indianapolis Public Library is celebrating the 100th anniversary of the Summer Reading Program. WFYI's Taylor Bennett spoke with IPL's teen program specialist, Kristen Weaver, about the program's aim to stop what's called the summer slide and encourage lifelong reading. Weaver starts with what's new this year.
We're keeping everything 100 this year. So our prize packs this year are coming in prize bundles. Every time you reach 100 points, you'll be able to turn that in for a free book, a free prize, as well as a coupon, which we always have every year for places like the Indianapolis Colts games, Indy Parks Pool Pass, Indiana Fever Passes, the ISO Symphony on the Prairie, the Indians, the Idlejorg, the Children's Museums, Haunted House.
So lots of fun stuff for the kids participating. How does the program exactly work?
Come in and they sign up and they check out books and read them and they get points for those and then they turn those in. They can also vote and attend programs. We are doing our Indianapolis's top favorite book, kids book and teen book this year. So they can come in and they can vote once for their favorite book out of the top 20.
Is there a selected book list that they can choose from for the reading program?
There is a bonus book list, yes.
Okay. All right. So they can pick and choose from there. You know, the thing that I find so interesting about this program, not only the fact that it's been going on for 100 years, is that it still entices and kids get excited to read still. I mean,
Definitely. This
is something for them to do during the summer.
Yeah, it's definitely important. I mean, kids who read during the summer, they develop language and literacy skills that they need to succeed in school, and it kind of helps stop that summer slide that everybody talks about. And also it's fun, you know, and it helps them become lifelong readers, which is very important because kids who read do better in life.
Do you find that the same kids come back year after year and participate?
They do. And I mean, there are always new kids, but, you know, once we create readers, people become readers for life. So
what does the 100 years mean to you guys at the library? I mean, as far as having a program that has lasted this long, and it looks like it'll continue probably for another 100 years.
You know, I think that it's, for us, it's important and awesome that the library's been around that long. I mean, people talk all the time about the library and whether or not they're going to last, and our library has lasted, and people value it, and that's great. You know, it varies from location to location and city to city and neighborhood to neighborhood and kid to kid. You know, you have kids who really love nonfiction and you have kids who really love fantasy and sci-fi. I've been reading with a couple of book clubs that I do books like The Hate U Give, Piecing Me Together. But we also read a lot of other things. I just read Eleanor and Park with a group of teenage boys. They weren't sure they were going to like it, but they really liked it.
What's it about?
It's a romance novel.
Okay.
A teen romance, but it's about a girl named Eleanor and a boy named Park, and she has a rough home life, and he doesn't, and they meet on the bus, and at first they don't like each other, and then they become friends, and then they like each other.
That sounds good. Mm-hmm. Anything else we should know about the summer reading program?
In addition to all of the reading that you do during summer reading, there's lots of activities. We have, for the kids and the teens, we have lots of programs coming up. Everything from the animal visits that we do every year to art classes and duct tape classes. There's a theater presentation by Minnie Trista of Little Red Riding Hood. Mm-hmm. The teens were playing some Dungeons and Dragons this year and doing some miniature painting. And then there's also our adult summer reading program. Not too many people realize we have an adult summer reading program. And then our annual summer film series that we do every year for the kids.
There's a lot going on at the library. It's more than just checking out books.
It is,
definitely. All kinds of programs.
And there is so much going on at the library.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
That was WFYI's Taylor Bennett speaking with Indianapolis Public Library teen program specialist Kristen Weaver.